Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Diva Days for Lives. My name is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. I wanted to remind everybody, too, if you want to call in and chat with us, you can call at 914-338-1239, then press 1 if you want to talk, or press 2 if you just want to listen. You can follow the blog, divaabdul.com, where I live tweet while watching Days at 3 p.m. Most nights, sometimes stuff happens and I can't do it. Also, Facebook, Diva Days is our friend page. Our fan page is Diva Days for Lives. I'd like to thank everyone. This Facebook's been really been popping lately, so I thank everybody for friending and liking us. The blog is a Google Plus Hangout, and you can sign up your email address to subscribe to the blog, and once a day you'll get an email with all the blogs that were posted that day, so you can see what you missed. And what else is there? Oh, yeah, I think that's about it. Oh, here, Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, follow us here. That way you're aware of all new shows. And on iTunes, you can subscribe to our page there. And that way the show is automatically downloaded to your iTunes. So tonight we have Mary Ann.
Hi, everyone.
And you can find Mary Ann on Twitter at Mama _Hooch.
Oh, Mama Hooch, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And let me bring on Anna. Hi, Anna.
Oh, she's snuck in late.
Yeah, there she is.
I was trying to watch Friday's show, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And
where's Anna?
Right as the music was playing. I'm like, okay, well.
So where can we find you on Twitter, Anna?
At Kazi Hooch.
At Kazi Hooch.
Find me there.
And I want to add some more followers. Follow our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And if you're Mrs. Vargas already, like we all are, you could follow one of our favorite actors, Sean Douglas, at @Sean_Douglas on Twitter. So a lot of people joined him this week, like hundreds of people joined him this week. And
awesome.
That's really nice. Yeah, he passed me up on Twitter followers. I was really upset about that. Like, dang it, I wish I could get 300 people in a day. So I wanted to start off today with the news that came out kind of last night, this morning, that Chandler Massey filmed his last day yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, around Christmas time? He should be done. Is it about three or four months ahead?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the last we'll see him.
Yeah, they've been taping Christmas and stuff.
Around Christmas,
while,
yeah.
So.
If today was his last day.
Yeah.
That's a shame to see him go, but maybe on to bigger and better things
like
for him. I don't know.
Since he was planning on leaving the end of the year, sounds like something's going on. So, interesting.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I hung up on myself again. This stupid freaking phone is so freaking big. Why don't they hide the button to hang up on yourself? It's like right there next to your chin. But, oh, God. Yeah, I missed what you guys said about Chandler. Yeah, I guess Charlie Sheen, who has the same publicist as Chandler, was bashing Day, saying it was Day's who let him go. But it makes more sense for Chandler, if he's going back to school, to be to leave now. But Chandler did do an interview. I have this one on the blog if people want to go look. He did do an interview about him leaving, and he made it seem like it was his idea. So, you know.
I think it was his idea to leave at the end of the year. I don't know. It sounds to me like it happened a little earlier than he planned. And also, I don't know. I just think there's more to it. Mm-hmm. Especially the way Charlie
Sheen
reacted.
Oh, there's always more to it.
Yeah. Especially the way he reacted to it, because I don't think he would have said that had it been Chandler's choice to leave right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all is not what it seems. Which
well,
is a shame. Wilson was one of my favorite pairings on the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, originally they were saying they weren't going to recast, but I have a feeling, I don't know. There's something going on for it to happen that abruptly and earlier than planned.
It's going to be hard for it because he got that character of Will, you know.
He owned it.
I know that it's a younger, new character. I guess they could do that, but I don't know. It'd be hard whoever has to come in and fill his shoes, I guess.
No. Yeah, I don't understand what the hurry was to get rid of him. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you have him for four months, you use him for 4 more months. I don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Chandler couldn't leave early, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it was his idea. You know, a lot of times it is the actor. They just want, they're the ones that want to leave. So sometimes it's the reason they want to leave. There's term, you know, they want to leave, mm-hmm. but what is the real reason? Is it something mm-hmm. conflict with the studio or just purely personal reasons? I don't really know.
Yeah, but the thing is, Chandler can't leave without Days allowing him to leave. So
Ken Corday's interview a while back, he said that Chandler's leaving the end of the year and they're not recasting. Now he's leaving 4 months earlier and, you know, they're going to have to recast him. So it's like, interesting.
I don't know.
I know it would be hard for any actor to fall, to walk into that role, given how, like you said, how Chandler just owned it. But, we wish whoever well does. I mean, I never thought it made sense to not recast Will anyway. I would have thought that after a while they would recast anyway just because he's a legacy character, somebody that's pivotal to so many relationships in Salem. And they had such huge story around him for so long that I just don't see how they could have gone forever not recasting him. So, I think it's kind of just ripped the Band-Aid.
It's such a young character, too. You know,
yeah.
It's a young character with a daughter, which, you know, that baby is going to get older, teenage,
mm-hmm.
you know, sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to carry on the whole, you know, Brady, Horton line and whatever, so
yeah.
I don't know. Be interesting. And then if they stays around for a few more years, so that's another thing too.
Yeah. So if the thing is though too, Will's leaving. We know Camila Bannis is leaving too. So
mm-hmm.
would you recast Gabby for the third time? Or
no?
I mean, you know. Yeah.
No. And she can take someone else with her too when she leaves. But whatever.
Of course, then will Blake Barris play opposite if she leaves? Then I mean, if they don't recast.
Well, is Blake leaving? Isn't he leaving?
I don't know. I haven't heard of him.
I thought he was. Wasn't there rumors that he was?
Well, that's been a while ago, though. I haven't heard anything recently that he was leaving. I don't know. Yes, we'll see, but boy, that's, you know, almost a total overhaul of their younger cast. It's kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah. I was going to say, they're losing most of the younger cast, yeah.
Chad's leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, Chad already left. Casey already left. I mean, they could, I mean, the ones I want to send packing are the JJ and Teresa. Oh, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's who they got to replace. Well, that's a... we're going backwards there.
I have to say, it's hard to host a show and eat a Dairy Queen hot fudge sundae at the same time.
When
you,
oh, okay.
No, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Mm,
well,
geez.
My mom brought some home the other day. The kids put it in the freezer, never touched it. I said, "Who's this? Oh, it's not mine. It's my brother's. No, it's not mine. It's my brother's." And you don't want to eat it. It's like, well, now it's mine.
You.
But I have to keep putting this. I'm putting you guys on speaker. I'm eating a scoopful, and then I'm ready to talk. I put myself off the speaker. So, oh my goodness, yeah. Well, you know, I have to have my blog talk radio munchie, and I'm out of Chex Mix.
That's right. Oh.
Mm.
Oh. Well.
Did you watch the show, Anna? Did you get caught up?
I didn't get all of Friday. I haven't seen the last part of Friday's yet.
Yeah.
I missed the rest of the weekend. Lots of Kate, lots of Vargas. That's a good week for
lots
me.
Lots of Kate. Yeah, there was lots of Kate.
Yeah.
Kate was a little bit of everybody.
Kate was in Ray's hotel room. Yeah, there was. Ray had a line where he said something about stop hovering or something, and I was like, well, he sure wasn't complaining when she was hovering in bed with him. But then he apologized to her, and he said, you know, you were the one that found me, you were the one that called, you know, 911, and you're the one that's been by my side all this time. You know, I'm like, yeah, remember that, Rafe, when the stupid PT shows up and is trying to...
Didn't he introduce Kate as his friend?
Yes, my
friend.
My good friend.
What?
My good friend. I'm like, what in the hell was that?
Yeah,
and
really.
Kate even said, yes, I'm his good friend, or something like that. She made some comment, like some snide remark about it. I thought it was funny. But yeah, that was like, ugh, I don't know.
So
and
she was expecting a man.
PT thing, first of all, this whole PT thing is already on my last nerve. It's about as exciting as watching paint dry. Maybe you
oh, God,
that.
Yes. Somebody said put him back in a coma. I saw it on somebody said this PT thing is a bore. Please, why don't you just put him back in a coma?
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, I thought
Oh,
he isn't? He is out of the coma? Oh, okay. I must have missed that.
Oh, man. It's just so beyond bad. I don't. And the thing of it is, I just keep thinking, okay, I just hope. You know, I'm just trying to wait for the day for the rate reunion. That's what I'm living for right now. So that's what I'm hoping for. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but that's what I'm hoping for. Because otherwise, there's no payoff on the storyline, as far as I'm concerned.
Maybe she should move on to Vargas.
Well, I think Kate should get some therapy from Vargas while he's focusing on the PT.
I think she should move on to Vargas, you know. I don't know.
Well,
Vargas
now,
can have a stick. Nicole, Hope.
I'd still like to see a reunion with Raid at some point. But, I'm all for a Kate Vargas Hope triangle or something for a while.
She confronted Stefano, too.
Oh, that was
those
good.
Those are always
you
good, even now they're adversaries
it?
Now.
You sick, twisted bastard. I love it.
I don't know what he said. Thank you. You know,
I'm just waiting for the day when Kate bit slaps.
Aren't you waiting for her to slap her?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to happen.
Oh.
Just got
where did and where did they get her? Please. God.
I don't know. Oh. I mean, seriously, I don't care how pretty or whatever. Stefano wouldn't waste his time with a twit like that. I mean, he likes the mind games and the challenge and the intrigue.
Yeah,
I mean, if it were a worthy adversary, that'd be one thing, but she could mop the floor with that Sicily. I mean, I'm sorry. So I'm just waiting for the day when that happens. But, and it kind of makes me think Stefano still has feelings for her because he's so angry about all this. But,
yeah, well, see, that's what I'm saying. Love that fine line between love and hate, and I think deep down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe
but,
her, too, because I don't know. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But interesting.
But, yeah. So, and those scenes and, with Vargas and Hope and the I tweeted earlier. I tweeted something like Hope needs to arrest Vargas more often, just saying, or something like that. And that was hot.
And I have to say, Hope looked, I mean, she has her hair different, and I like how it's cut.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yes,
so
yeah.
She's looking really good.
Yeah, they have a chemistry there.
Oh, yeah, they totally could go there. They totally could. I mean, I don't like this latest development with Vargas. I really wanted him to stay kind of gray, but not get into the whole drug thing again and all that, you know? So
yeah,
I'm really, he's doing drugs. What makes me mad is it seems like they were trying to write him, you know, okay, well, we don't know what else to do with this character right now, so we're going to write him out by sending him back to prison. And they just came up with this silly thing with the drugs. I'm sorry, Vargas wouldn't be that stupid. I mean, even Hope even Hope said something like, I can't believe you're that stupid or something like you're not that stupid or something like that. It's like, you know, I mean, Vargas is way too sharp for that trick, you know.
Yeah. But the writers have a problem of, like, you know, writing the characters out of character and doing things that they really, you know, we know that they wouldn't do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, hey, good job, Carrie, leading the charge with the Save Vargas campaign the other day. That seemed to go over really well.
What, the Twitter? I missed that. The Twitter bomb?
I think Carrie's busy eating her Sundays still. She put us on mute.
Oh, okay. Maybe she's going for the second. Was there two Sundays or one?
Maybe, I don't know.
She could share anyway.
Yeah, really. I want some.
Unless she hung up again.
She kind of hung up on us.
Now I'm here.
Oh,
there
okay.
You are. I muted myself. Yeah, I thought you might have. So the Save Vargas campaign went well the other day. I think everybody heard
from us. Oh, yeah.
We didn't get Vargas trending, but we got Days trending. So that doesn't happen that often.
That's cool.
Everybody was tweeting to Sean and to Days from Monday to Thursday. So it really wasn't just Monday. Monday just kind of got the ball rolling. But it was so nice that there's people on Twitter doing it that I've never seen them before. So somehow, the word really got around. And thanks, everyone. And
Did you see Michael Fairman's tweet? I think it was yesterday or today.
Michael Fairman.
Vargas made the cover of Salem Style and Hearts Are Aflutter.
Hey. Aww.
So Michael Fairman tapped into it. So I think he might have even used hashtag Vargas. I love it.
And he had a thing out there, you know, should Vargas leave or, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's right. I forgot to go
thing about that.
I just found a tweet. He tweeted it to, he's responding to Days. Yeah, it says, Salem Style, a couple bumps lead to blows, cheap shots, ex-con orders round of thug and coke.
That's not that great.
So there's a lot of responses, though. People responded.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'd be fools
to let him go. So they've got to find a way. I mean, I'm sorry. The fans can figure out ways to make him part of the show. I mean, we're not getting paid anything for thinking of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people who are making millions of dollars to make these decisions ought to be able to figure out a way to make Vargas part of the regular landscape.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you need a shit-stirrer like him. You know, and he can play. He's best when gray. You know. He can be a good guy. He can be a bad guy. He's really a great, great character.
Yeah.
And we know how we love our gray men.
Gray men, yeah.
Scruffy or not.
50 shades
scruffy or
of them
clean
all.
Shaven, either
you
way.
Know?
Shaken or stirred.
You have to give credit to Nelson. I saw him tweet something that
who?
Vargas is a Nelson. I know. It's shocking.
Whoa!
Like,
wait.
What? I thought maybe you misspoke.
Oh yeah, I thought I missed. I didn't think I heard that right.
What?
Yeah.
What? What did he say?
Well, he said that, you know, he was a Sean Douglas fan. He said he had him as a up-and-coming newcomer, and then he wrote something like, Salem needs a real man. And he really didn't explain that, but I'm going to give my definition of a real man. It'd be like someone who, a guy who can change your oil, a guy who can place a flat tire, a guy who will, you know, catch a rat in your house and kill it, or, you know, kill a spider for you, or whatever. And you guys on the show that basically wouldn't do that, like EJ would order somebody to do it for him, Brady would order somebody to do it for him.
Yeah, we couldn't change the tire. Right.
You know, it just, you know, I don't know if that's what
the rich boys.
Right, I mean.
Well, and the thing of it is, like, Vargas can be dressed up or dressed down. He's hot no matter what, you know?
Oh,
I mean,
right. He does.
I had tweeted something about the Italian suit. I said, how about, you know, the Italian suit gets him Monday, Wednesday, Friday, his work clothes get him Tuesday, Thursday, and I get him on weekends, you know? So I thought that was a very fair schedule.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, I mean, he can be very suave and elegant, but he also has that, I always say it's like the Mike Delfino vibe from Desperate Housewives.
No, right.
You could totally picture him fixing your plumbing and watching his ass the whole time while he's under there, you know? But then you could also see him taking someone out on a fancy date, or, you know, I mean, he could be the spy, or he could be the beat cop. You know, I mean, he really has that, both ends of the spectrum. He could do it all.
Yeah. Carrie, you'll have to tell them about the Bank of Vargas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
great.
The diva tweet. Yes, I love that.
That was awesome.
You were tweeting.
I finally saw that scene, so I knew what you were talking about then.
I kind of figured, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to pick up what Anna said about Sean Douglas being kind of like the Mike Delfino type from Desperate Housewives. Well, if you remember the first season of Desperate Housewives, he was the one guy that all the fans really, you know, cling to. You know, he was the plumber and all that, and, you know. And, of course, Desperate Housewives did something really stupid. They killed him off during the last season instead of Susan, which they should have killed her, but she's a pain in the ass. But with Sean Douglas, he has that look, though, of a blue-collar guy. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he doesn't look like a corporate type like EJ. You know, he looks like someone who'd be a mechanic or a cop or a criminal, because, you know, he's got the tattoos.
A criminal,
so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's so... Yeah, I'm not stereotyping people with tattoos. I know a ton of people with tattoos. I'm not doing that. But he's just a little bit rugged. That, you know, he's not a pretty boy. He's just he just looks like he's had a lot of life experiences. You know what I mean? I think that's what Nelson was kind of saying. I don't know. I didn't ask him. But, you know, so women really like that type. And there's too many guys in the show that are just too pretty. And, you know, it's like you could tell they probably go out and get manicures after, you know, after the show. And they're just, you know, they're too high maintenance. I know Anna would argue that Sean Christian could use the shower once in a while.
He's still a pretty boy, though, too. He's a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I liked about Sean Douglas. He looks like, you know, he clips his own fingernails. And
well, yeah, Bo might have been a little bit like that. He was always the rebel and the, like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe the closest one, one I can think of would be more like that.
Yeah, he had a motorcycle. When you own a motorcycle, my parents have one. You have to know how to fix them. You know how to
You can see both. I can see both changing a tire back in the day. Yeah.
Right. And we don't have any guys like that on the show. And any guys who could do a change of tire on the show are probably right now 60 and over. You know what I mean? Like Roman and Abe probably know how to do it.
Roman, yeah.
And the thing is, too, with the show, we need some fresh meat. We can't have the whole show be about Daniel, Rafe, and EJ. Especially when you know that the show is not going to break up Danifer for more than a day. And it looks like EJ and Sammy, it looks like they're probably not going to break up unless Sammy turns on EJ, which is possible. And it looks like they're giving Rafe a new girl. So it just, you know, I just we need a new guy on the show. And all the younger guys, well, because they're younger than me, they don't appeal to me in a way. Well, Brady, Brady's my age, but he's kind of, you know, he's such an idiot. He's an idiot. It's kind of hard to really cheer for him. And then the guys in the 20s, half of them are gay. And then, you know, and Nick is crazy.
One's a priest.
He's a brat. So it's, and Chad's leaving. And Cameron's boring. So it just, the show needed some testosterone, a new guy with testosterone, so I don't know. Of course, Dave's probably just looks at Sean Douglas and says, hey, he's probably over 40, it's time for him to go. So that's probably how they're looking at it. But to me, just they haven't had a real manly man on the show. A lot of the guys are just a little bit too effeminate for me. That's just not personally not the type I go for. I don't like, you know, the pretty boys look like they've, you know, been pampered their entire lives. That just doesn't appeal to me. Anyway, so that was my whole thing with about Nelson's tweet. But, I'll do the Vargas update then. Yeah, the week started off with we have to talk about Vargas and Eric. Did you guys see that scene?
Marcus and Eric. I remember them running into each other.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday. Oh, I see.
Oh, look at the way he looked at him.
Yeah.
Father Eric. Yes. Checking him out.
Yeah. See, that's what I thought. And I tweeted that to Sean Douglas, and he said he almost spit out his tea.
It was the way the Father Eric looked at him.
He looked him from head to toe, from back to the head, back to the toe, back to the head. And usually,
you know, like a man does to
that.
A woman. Yeah.
Yes. I've had guys do that to me before they shake my hand. Like they're actually stepping away, looking at me on purpose, then they reach over and shake my hand. And, you know, I mean, it's like, could you be more obvious? I mean, you know, I thought guys with age are supposed to learn not to do that. They're supposed to, you know, take a quick look subtly, you know what I mean? But the way Eric did it, that was hilarious. I thought it was so funny. But so they had a conversation on why Vargas was dressed like that. And Vargas basically said his ship has come in. So Eric was disappointed because he was hoping he got a good job. And Vargas basically said, don't let bastards like me get you down. Basically telling Eric that he really hasn't changed. But he did say he made the money on a good tip, which I think sounds like Nick probably did some sort of insider trading for him.
Yeah,
so,
Nick's the one that got him the money.
Yeah, so, I mean, technically it wasn't illegal. I mean, that's the thing that it's always, like, small fries get caught. Insider trading goes on all the time. If you have the money, no one's going to go after you. But so Eric was really disappointed. He complained to Nicole about it. So while Vargas was in the square, he runs into Teresa and they immediately start flirting, which is funny. And he was going to go to the fight. He rented a car and he had front row seats. And Teresa wanted him instead to take her to the club. And basically insinuating, you know, if he gets her some cocaine, then he's going to get lucky that night. So DeVargas doesn't go to the fight. He takes Teresa to the club. This is the dumbest thing. Like you guys were discussing before. He takes her back to his apartment, and he shows her the First Bank of Vargas, which is a coffee can with a lot of money, and I have no idea.
And he's a crook. He's a criminal.
Yeah.
He should know, street smarts. That's one thing that he shouldn't do. Yeah, I think he didn't know better.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Him of all people should have known better. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that in front of family, let alone an absolute total stranger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, geez, oh, man. And we all have certain members of family we wouldn't show her stash to. But, yeah, so if he did give her the cocaine, and we'll say Vargas did use it, but people are kind of thinking that Teresa, you don't see Teresa doing it at the apartment. But the thing is, too, that was out of character for Vargas, too, with the cocaine, because he's been on air for 6 months, and this is the first time we've ever seen him use drugs. Now, if he was a drug user, and that was maybe the reason why he went into prison, I don't remember how long he was in prison, but he probably would have used it if he got out. You know, I doubt he would just do it because he picked up a girl. But, you know, that seemed kind of out of character to me. Cocaine's not really something you just do once in a while either.
Okay.
That's usually something.
Because it had to be for the plot with Teresa and her drug problem.
That's why I was annoyed. That's why I was annoyed with it.
The plot point,
out of the blue. He's smarter than
that. Yeah, and I think if he was a drug user, I think we would have seen that sometime in the past 6 months. He never really... they never even mentioned drugs before, and they never told us why he was in prison. But I think Hope kind of insinuated that he was doing the same stuff that got him into prison in the first place. She kind of said that on Thursday a little bit. But, so they show up in the club, and she said she's going to go powder her nose, so she leaves. And a lot of people still think she's a narc, but I thought she did use pot once on the air or something. But again, I don't know. I guess some people think she's just acquiring it and not really using any of it. So, but when she came back from the restroom, she started talking really fast. So, you know, I got the impression she was high. And then Vargas leaves and he goes and uses. And then Teresa finds. And, oh, did you guys use Johnny Dog Goes Dancing?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was really funny.
Was that what that was? No. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It was funny because people were saying when they do these shows with music in the background, they're actually not playing music while they're filming. They add the music later. So that's why everybody's dancing was completely off rhythm and doesn't make any sense. Not that it would have helped that much, I don't think, with that scene. But because they were playing like slow music and everybody's kind of fast dancing, sort of a little bit. And the music was bad the entire time. And actually, I wasn't impressed with the club at all. But so Vargas is looking around for Teresa, and he goes outside the club and sees Teresa with this guy. And Vargas flips out, punches the guy. Then Chad tries to break him up, and he punches Vargas, and then the third guy grabs Vargas, and ends up like three guys ended up having a whole Vargas back. So that was pretty much what happened. And then an officer came and found drugs near Vargas and in his back pocket. And another stupid thing Vargas did, he has so much cocaine on him, it's considered to be intent to distribute. So that was pretty dumb, too, you would think, because that's a felony. If you would have kept it under a certain amount, they could have just gotten him for possession. So they basically found him for possession, distribution, and assault. And then while he's getting handcuffed, Hope shows up, and you could tell she was disappointed that it was Vargas.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cute scene near the end when she's holding off of the handcuffs, he said, "No, these handcuffs are too tight." I can't remember, she said something like, you're breaking my heart or something like that. It was funny. I can't remember exactly what she said, leaning on Mom.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. So, and at the cop shop, she's talking to him, and you can tell she's disappointed, but she's being very honest with him, and she's saying, you could go away for life. But she said they could charge him with 4 or 5 felonies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting mad, and he actually said he didn't use, which is obviously not true, and said that, because we saw him using in his apartment, that he blamed everything on Teresa and called her a bitch. So Hope gives him this one phone call. So he calls up Teresa. He wants Teresa to get his attorney's number. And, of course, Teresa's already in his apartment stealing money from the First Bank of Argus. And basically she, yeah, and she claims that she can't hear him and she hangs up on him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was basically the end of Argus, but then he tells Hope, oh, it was Teresa Donovan.
Yeah,
and then I was kind of, what I didn't understand was when Hope interviewed, oh my gosh, Teresa, I forgot her name. She took her to the pub and got her a coffee. And the whole thing didn't really make any sense to me because if she really wants to scare the crap out of Teresa, why not take her to the police station?
Right.
And she was a witness.
For drugs, so because he implicated her as a, you know, that she had drugs.
Yeah.
And she was part of the, she was with him for that reason.
Because
she's family,
Yeah.
She
was an eyewitness, and Hope doesn't really ask her what happened.
No.
Teresa denies me on drugs. Teresa said, go ahead and test me. And basically Hope's saying, you're starting up the same trip you did back in L.A. We finally found out what happened with her.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah. She had 6 arrests.
DUI.
I think drugs and some. I think assault. So basically,
fight,
you're kind of there's your typical stuff that happens when you're either drinking or on drugs. You're getting into fights and you're getting in trouble with your car. So that leads me to believe that Teresa really was using in L.A. That she's not undercover or anything. And basically, Teresa got probation because part of her probation was she supposed to go to Salem and get herself straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's nice we finally got Teresa's background, but it seems though too that she was a witness and she she didn't talk about Vargas at all, which is kind of odd. Basically, she kind of said, "Oh, I really didn't know him at all. I wasn't really around him at all." Yeah, she made it seem like she had nothing to do with him. So,
right.
I just thought, as far as intervention goes, I think she could have scared her straight a little bit more than what she did, just by taking her above, giving her coffee isn't really scaring anybody. So that's pretty much what happened with Hope and Teresa. But it's nice too that everybody did kind of enjoy, from my around Twitter, the Hope and Vargas scenes, and everybody thought they had some nice chemistry. Yeah, but you could tell Hope kind of was a little bit more excitable around him. You know what I mean? She's a little bit more animated.
Yeah.
A little bit more into it.
Both got a while. That testosterone. She had to have picked up on the testosterone. Overflowing from Vargas. You can't help it. Brady's been on the road a long time.
Everybody's kind of forgetting about Bo now. She might be, time to time,
mm-hmm.
He's been gone long enough.
It's almost like, Bo went out to get the mail one day, and
Bo's off undercover somewhere doing something.
I have good news.
Change the subject for a second, but anybody who watched Knott's Landing back in the day, I think she played Valene's mother, Julie Harris, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Julie Harris.
She was a Broadway actress, but she's a Broadway actress, but she was on Knots Landing in the 80s. So, Lily May Klimitz. So she passed away, 87 years old. Wow. Anyway, little soap opera, nighttime soap opera history. So sad to hear that. Vargas.
But you still didn't say about your tweet of Sean Douglas about the Bank of Vargas.
Oh yeah, you got to talk about that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
What he said back to you.
I said, about the, I tweeted to him, the end of days, I like to make a deposit at the First Bank of Vargas.
I said, ooh, okay. When we all.
And he tweeted back, I can't remember what he tweeted back, but I said, well, if all your fans got together.
Do you want my account number? I'll give you my account number.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And they said, well, if all of your fans made deposits to the First Bank of Vargas, we can get you in contract with Days. And he tweeted back, he said, Vargas needs a partner like you. That's the way you do.
Yeah.
Seriously, Days, I'm willing to work for free. Just, you know, give me a call. You have my number. I'll get Vargas out of prison. I'll find a way.
Yeah.
I totally feel
for you. I can't believe Kenny's not on the line waiting to talk about Vargas.
For real? I know. He saves the call.
We're
waiting
on
Kenneth. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Kenneth is nowhere to be seen, huh? I tweeted him earlier to make sure he was remembering. So, Vargas. We got Vargas on the brain.
Did anybody else want to add to the Vargas-a-thon before we move on to E. Jammy? Any more Vargasms left?
I'm just sort of enjoying this Vargasm. We can just hang out for a little while with it. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can talk about Vargas for another hour and 18 minutes. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
So, but in case, Marianne, you want to talk about EGME, you can go ahead.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of EJM. It's the same old thing, you know, she's on one side of the bar, she's on the other side. And it kind of was just the whole, you know, it started out, I think Monday, he telling Sam, you know, he should have finished the job, and she's defending Rafe. Oh, poor Rafe. And he says, I'm fed up with this poor defenseless Rafe, you know, stuff, and you're the one in prison. And she said something about, oh, you know, Rafe says that he's going to support me and all this, and he says, well, what Rafe says and what he's willing to do are two different things. And then she kind of says, wait a minute, I know why you're hot under the collar. She said, I know why you're hot under the collar. You went to see Rafe. And I said, those two together. I said, that's why he's all upset because he went to see Rafe. I said, I'm thinking Sammy's probably getting all hot thinking of those two, you know, her two lovers there together. So trying to be a, you know, so, but other than that, and then towards the end of the week, we find out that the DA wants to cut a deal with Sammy to get her out, or not to go to trial. First, except for 10 years, and she won't take that. And I guess if she gives up Stefano, and she says, well, I can't give up Stefano, so they want her to betray EJ. She says, well, I'll take EJ. And Justin tells her, that's the, you know, I think that's the best deal you're going to get. So, and then EJ kind of comes in, and he says, well, what's going on here? And she didn't, as it ended on Friday, she didn't tell him. You know, she didn't say. You know, you would think she would have said, do you know what that DA wanted me to do? And just tell him.
Mm-hmm. But she did. So, which makes me think, I don't know, is she gonna, would she do that? Would she turn on him? I don't know. That's kind of how it ended on Friday.
The prosecutor offered her 10 years.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think that's, I would have said for parole or probation, maybe, but not for 10 years.
See, this is what I wasn't sure of. I thought at first they offered her the 10 years, but then I thought she said, mm-hmm. we could do better, more or less, like less time. That's what I thought was something with parole. Did she say that if she gave up EJ, it would be even less than 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they started out with the 10 years, and then she says, oh, I can do it even one better. I don't know. That's kind of how I understood it, but maybe mm-hmm. not. I don't know. Yeah,
maybe.
I would think. I don't know. I don't know. If she truly loves EJ, she wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But then again, if EJ found out, he might want her to do that.
I don't know if EJ would want her to throw him under the bus or not.
I don't know. Meaning if he knew that would get Sammy out of jail, he would go to jail for her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Interesting. I don't know. We'll have to see. Then something, what do you think? Remember how we used to think Kate knew where the, or was the one that took the razor? It doesn't seem like she knows that, or do you think she does? Or do you think that's why she talked to EJ and she wants to help any way she can? If she wants, you would think she'd say about that razor now, especially when she knew that it was Stefano that did that. It sounds like she doesn't want Sammy to go because of, Will and the baby and everything. I don't know.
I think it's interesting that Sammy's even thinking about it.
Because you could just see, she didn't tell right away if she was just so, I would never do that. And you'd think she would immediately tell EJ.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny, too, because Justin told her to go for it.
More or less, he kind of advised her that way. He didn't say, you should do it. He said, you're not going to get a better deal, and he doesn't think she has a good chance otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But now EJ's planning that. Now he keeps telling her, I have a good feeling something's going to happen because he hired this guy to make deposits, secret deposits in the son's account. Because they're trying to find, they couldn't find where he has any money stashed. So he has the guy plant the money in these accounts that can't be traced.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy's assuring him. So I don't know if that's going to play into it, that they find this and that helps Sammy's case.
Oh, Kenneth's in the chat room. He disappeared. There he goes. Let's see if he's on the... Oh, there he is. I see him. Oh, man, he missed my Vargas update, too. We only talked about him for 40 minutes.
Was he when we were talking about Vargas?
Yeah. The whole thing was
I
love
he was listening.
EJ and Timmy's account and putting this money into Timmy's account. It would be hilarious if Marge realizes money's in this account and she withdraws it.
Yeah, really. You're like, where'd it go? Yeah.
But I think the whole thing's dumb. I'm kind of surprised that...
I missed part of that. I missed part of that story because I haven't seen all of Friday yet. I saw some of it.
Yeah.
So what's the deal again? EJ's got this guy trying to find this account that Stefano was paying Bernardi through?
Yeah, they can't find anywhere where he has any money.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's having the guy make up these deposits.
Oh, I see.
Into Timmy's account, into the son's account. But they just appeared before this happened to Rafe. I don't know how you can do that without being traced. I'm sure there's a way, but like he's setting him up.
Seems kind of obvious because they tried doing the other setup too, and that didn't work.
That didn't work. No.
Well, that's the thing. That's not the way
it
people.
It seems like DJ's just doing these amateurish things out of desperation.
Yeah. It's like, it's just the way.
It's like, really? That's the best you've got, EJ? Come on. You're EJ to Mira.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, what he's supposed to do, he should know this is Stephanie's son, is you either threaten the judge or you wait for the jury to get picked and you bribe or threaten. Remember the jury.
Yeah, jury tamper.
That's what you do. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the mob, and I know these things. You don't get caught planting evidence.
That's what Stefano ever did. Yeah.
That's what Stefano always did. He always had the judges on his payroll.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, EJ. It's like amateur hour all over the place. So, very disappointed. And the EJ and Kate, that was pretty hot this week, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always like some EJ. It's always nice.
Yeah.
Yep, she tried to buy him a coffee because she knew he was pissed off from the day before. And, you know, he was just, he's basically like, look, it's yours and Rafe's fault that Sammy's in jail, so I don't want to hear it. I don't want your coffee. I don't want to hear it. So. And Kate's like, look, I will try to help you. I feel bad that this happened. It wasn't anything I did, but I feel bad that it happened, and, you know, I'll do what I can to help.
Then he threatens her.
What I'm trying to figure out is, so did Stefano get the razor back? Because the razor disappeared. I always thought maybe Kate had it.
Right, that's what I was saying before. It doesn't sound like Kate has it now, because she's all willing to help Sammy.
Yeah.
It sounds like she, nobody still knows what happened to the razor. I don't know. Maybe some Stefano maybe had somebody that, you know, he has plants everywhere in the hospital where people working for him everywhere. So, like an order, somebody.
And I'm saying that technically he didn't die from the gunshot wound. He died because Stefano had him off on the operating table or something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure he had somebody there in the hospital or one of the cops take the razor. Mm-hmm. I don't, they still haven't explained that yet. If they ever will. I don't know.
Yeah. So, what is funny with Kate and EJ was that EJ said he was going to punish her. And Rafe, if Sammy got convicted.
Yeah. What's he going to do? That
was the hot part of the whole thing. So I'm like, what's he going to do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be punished by EJ. What about you, Marianne?
Oh, yeah.
What do I have to do so I can do it again?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Don't tempt me, EJ.
She should have asked, what he was going to do.
So, Marianne, what did you think of those scenes with Abby and EJ?
At the
club.
Yeah. Kind of. Well, weren't they like.
It seemed like he was
kind of
hitting on her a little bit.
Yeah, but I remember back when she was like crazy Abby, and there was a scene between the two of them, and I thought, we thought at one time that they were going to go there.
Yeah, we thought they had a Christian Grey kind of thing, yeah.
Right.
And then they
I thought that's where they were.
But I thought it was interesting that they, you know, they have those scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when Chad's going to be leaving, you know, and maybe Chad will be leaving, and Sammy will turn on Rafe, maybe. Yeah, maybe those two will get together. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
A little bit of Christian Grey.
I thought it was just a sort of interesting scene.
I don't know if the fans would go for that or not. I don't know.
Yeah, I was, EJ, I mean, it just doesn't feel like it's been forever since we've seen him really be that charming.
Yeah.
And he was really turning it on with Abby.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's
he
funny
was just
Abby's like,
her.
Chad, you should pay attention to your brother here. Take some notes from him.
Yeah, this, I mean, he really, really just turning on charm and flirting with her. He was just basically just trying to get out of her. She's willing to chat or not, or Cameron. But, I mean, wow. I mean, it was something else. And it was very enjoyable. And the one woman who posted a lot on the blog, she wasn't too happy about it. She's a big Jamie fan. So she wasn't too happy with EJ flirting with Abby. So I really didn't see any EJ fans flip out over it. It's just EJ being EJ, you know? Doesn't mean anything.
He's just charming to everybody. That's just that's just EJ. Yeah.
It wasn't a threat. I just thought, it's just nice to see him do that after, all the tense. He's threatening Kate and he's threatening Rafe and he's kind of pissed off with Sammy. They're kind of fighting off and on. Yeah, it's kind of nice just to see him take it easy and do a little meaningless flirting. So I thought it was pretty cool. Let's see, we're talking about Kate and Steph now.
How about Kristen and Brady? Gotten there yet?
Yeah.
The whole
pregnancy
thing. Yeah.
I know. My list is so big this week. It's not even funny. Yeah. So Kristen, Nicole catches Kristen with the test, but Jennifer claims the test was hers. So, I forgot what I'm going to say. So Nicole does buy it. Actually, is Jennifer's. Then Jennifer lies and says it's for someone at the clinic. And then Nicole's like, no, you guys don't go out and buy pregnancy tests for patients like that. And then Nicole doesn't buy it. So she decides she doesn't go tell Daniel. But Daniel has a right to know if Jennifer's pregnant, which is hilarious.
But EJ didn't have the right to know that you, right?
Everybody, yes.
Yeah. Come on, Nicole. Yes. He has a right. My jaw dropped when she said that. Daniel has a right to know that he's the father, but EJ didn't have the right to know.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And she hasn't even mentioned that. I can see if she mentioned that and said, oh, okay, I learned from my mistake. And men do have the right to know. But, if she was in the same situation again, she would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing with Rafe being the father was kind of ridiculous in the first place, as everybody knew that Rafe and Nicole didn't sleep together.
Mm-hmm.
So, so she tells Daniel, and as soon as Nicole says, Jennifer said she was buying a test for a patient, that's when Daniel realized that, Jennifer was lying. And so he goes to Jennifer, and Jennifer killed me, though. She said, I'm a grown woman. I know how not to get pregnant.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so funny because none of the women on the show
exactly
know how to stop a pregnancy. Nobody.
So
Jennifer's the first one.
And I think it's funny that at Kristen's age, the first thing she thinks of is that she's pregnant. At that age, it's probably, anything, but I'm just thinking probably that would probably be the last thing that I would think of.
Now, I don't know how old is she supposed to be in her 50s?
I don't know what the Kristen character
is supposed to be. Late 40s, maybe? The Kristen character maybe not supposed to be that old, but I don't know.
But you would think it would be
menopause.
It was just, especially since for all these years she supposedly kidnapped children, that wouldn't be the first thought I would have if I were her, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If she's the kind of person who got pregnant at the drop of a hat, all her life, then I'd be like, maybe that'd be the first thing I would think of. But at her age and with her history, that wouldn't have been the first thing. The pregnancy kit wouldn't have been the first thing I would have run out.
There's miracle babies on days.
Yeah.
Miracle babies all in this life.
The thing is that, I know women who are drama queens like that. And I know a woman who was in her late 40s, never been pregnant. She was fertile, but her first husband was not. She was with husband number two, and she went around and told everybody she was pregnant, but she was late. And she wasn't. And she didn't even take a test first. She just knew she was late.
Yeah.
And she wasn't. Yeah, it was menopause. So it's just,
yeah, there's all kinds of things. Yeah.
Yeah, it just
stress.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I've never been. I mean, I'm 39, but I've never skipped or ever been late before. Well, I've been maybe a week late. That's really been about it. But still, even at 39, if I was late, I would. I wouldn't necessarily assume it was a pregnancy. Mm-hmm. So, so when you get older, you know, aunt Flo gets a little moody, like you don't put it. Yeah, it's just unpredictable, I guess is a good way to put it. But I don't know. Well, of course, Marlena was pregnant a couple years ago with Rowan's baby.
Yeah.
Too.
Right.
And she was when her, and yeah, she was already a grandmother at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, Well, Kate better make sure her birth control is pretty good.
Yeah, better what?
So, yeah, so it turns, so we don't know though if Kristen's pregnant or not. She really didn't say. She just said, I'm not letting one damn blue line ruin my life with Brady. Which makes
blue line. So you tell me, what is the, I don't know. I've been taking a pregnancy test for a long time. What's a blue line mean?
Well, usually, no, you need, usually some tests, if there's no line, you're not pregnant. If there's one line, you are pregnant. And some tests, though, you have to have two lines. And the one line just says the test is finished. And the second line says you're pregnant. But some tests,
thought if it was a color, it was, okay.
Yeah, they're all different. Yeah, and some of them, if you, there's no line at all if you're pregnant, if you're not pregnant, and some of them it's just one line if you're pregnant.
And did she say one blue line? That's how she said it, right?
Yeah.
Is it going to ruin my life? Yeah. But it could mean,
But if she's not pregnant, then she has nothing to worry about.
Right.
So, you know, why would she get mad about a blue line if she's not pregnant?
I just thought if she was pregnant, that what she worried about, she'd just tell him, just say it was Brady's. And then she'd get Brady for sure.
Mm-hmm. But Brady knows it's not his. Because it happened, they've been broken up since May. And they just had sex now, in mid-August.
Yeah.
She got pregnant.
A few months. You're early. Yeah.
So she got pregnant probably, what, I can't remember when she was with Eric. Was it July?
I love it, though, that Marlena overheard her talking about it.
Yes. Oh, Marlena and Victor, too. Oh, my God.
I love those.
Too. Awesome. Yeah, they're scheming. Yeah, she overheard that she slept with someone else. So and I loved how Victor told her, you find that her weak link. You find that weakness. And Marlena said, it took us less than a day. And I found that,
That was awesome.
And Victor gets all excited. You could see him. And Victor don't get, you did? That was good.
Yeah, they're really cute right now. I'm enjoying that.
Yeah. Now, see, I'm liking this Marlena. You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what they're going to do. Somehow they're going to trap her or do something.
Well, they said... Marlena's like, yeah, Kristen's talking on the phone to someone saying that, Brady can't find out that she slept with someone else or something like that. And Victor said, well, we had to figure out who she was talking to.
That's right. Yeah. That was Jennifer, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole stuff, Victor was great this week. So, Sarah's in the chat room, so I'm sure she appreciated the Victor this week. Yeah, so someone later came over to talk with him and tried to, he just has to bring Kristen down. And Victor agreed, and that's when they agreed on, well, she's lying so much, all I have to do is catch her in a lie. And Victor said, we need 10 times their proof and skywriting to prove to Brady that Christian's lying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is true. Which is very true.
And that might not even do it. And then did you see when she went, Marlena went to see Eric, and Eric was singing Kristen's praises and how she's changed. And she's there, wait a minute, Brady? Oh, I thought I was talking to Brady. And she, you know, like she compared him to Brady. She says, oh, my God. It's like, oh, my God, you too? You know? Oh, that was funny. Yeah, so now she's fooling Father Eric. Well, it's easy to fool Father Eric, too. Yeah.
Well,
so
that's the thing, too.
He sees too much good in people.
Right. Vargas is the one who said to him on Monday, you know, Father, you got to take off the blinders.
Yeah,
Eric is kind of wrong
good.
About it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, that's, you know, he's kind of like the Melanie Wilkes of General Lives. You know, he only sees the good in people. And but I think Melanie at the end when she was dying, she does kind of hint that she knows about the weaknesses of some of the people. Like she told Carla to take care of Ashley because Ashley's not that bright to be blunt about it or not very practical. Mm-hmm. And so but I don't think Eric's like that though. I think Eric is only looking at the good and he's just trying to forget the past. And, you know, that's nice, but, you know, that's a good way to get screwed over, though, too. And, you know, you can forgive, but, you know, forgetting is usually not a good idea. You really need to remember things. Just on not being honest. But, so, I mean, it's one of those things, like, I think Marlena, she just disown Eric and Brady at this point. You know,
yeah.
And just say, how old these people, and I'm going to live my own life. I think she should go on a bender, to tell you the truth. I mean, Sammy's in prison. Sammy's in jail. Brady this week before he's going to get engaged to Kristen. And, you know, Eric's dumber in the box of rocks, too. She's probably thinking, you know, what the hell happened to all these kids that I've raised?
Yeah.
Why are they all
really?
Why are they all so dumb? So. But yeah, Victor was great this week. I have to bring up two, Victor and Nick. On Thursday. Yeah, that was very good.
Oh, that was
first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was Nick was looking at a picture of an older picture actually of Gabby, and Victor comes in with the one that got away, and you think, oh, it's just gonna be a touching, nice scene between Victor and Nick about Nick losing Gabby. That's what you think is gonna happen. And Victor just takes out a knife and stabs him, basically, and says, your parole's up till tomorrow. You don't have to leave her anymore. I want you moved out tomorrow. So, and it just seemed like I was kind of, you know, completely out of the blue. It was shocking, you know what I mean? So,
I wonder what Maggie's going to say about that, or if Maggie knows.
Mm-hmm.
What she's going to have to say about him kicking Nick out.
Oh, no. Yeah, you figure he wouldn't be dead. But the thing is, though, too, is that Maggie only cares about freaking Daniel and Jennifer. She doesn't give a rat's rear end about Nick, the one who really is in a lot of trouble. You know, Daniel's just having girlfriend problems, and Nick's the one who's really having issues and doing some bad things to people.
Much as I don't like Daniel, I'm really on Daniel's side. Jennifer is just, make up your mind. And it was so funny when Ann was saying, one day they're off, one day they're on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just, I mean, most guys would be gone by now. Please. You know, wow.
Yeah, Daniel's starting to look like Brady. Daniel just looks like he will just put up with any shit from Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And then he can't, you know. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
And now they just kind of made up, and they were kissing there at the end today, and there's JJ at the door, and she sees him. I'm there, oh, no, not again. I hope she gets a backbone and says, hey, kid, this is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, which is really funny, was not really funny, this is the day after Jack's memorial.
Mm-hmm.
That Jennifer's
playing kissy face with Daniel. Mm-hmm. It's just like, that's kind of yucky. And, oh, my gosh. I mean, Jennifer, they're on about 3 episodes a week. It's always the worst 3 episodes of the week, and it's just so flipping boring. I mean, how many times can you make up and break up in 1 week?
I know. Just in 1 hour. Just in the hour that we watch. I think they broke up and went back together in just 1 hour. Yeah. Then we had JJ and Ann going at it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this scene yet, but I heard about the squish name with Jennifer.
Yeah.
Maxine and Jennifer. All the people in the hospital are calling them Jennifer. And Maxine goes, Jennifer? Oh, those names, those combo names you people do. You know, like Brangelina, you know, and Tomcat. You know, she was giving those, you know, all those combination names that people give. So I thought that was kind of, you know, for the fans, you know.
Yeah. Except
for
why didn't they pick a couple that people actually like, you know?
Yes. That's the first time they said Jammy. No one ever
said
Jammy.
They said Bope once. They did say Bope.
Did they say Bope? I thought that was the first time they ever did a name thing like that. Like Lumi, they never, you know, you would think, especially Jammy, you know, but.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to bring on Kenneth and Amanda. It's getting a little later because all the Vargas talking pushes a little later tonight. So, hey, Kenneth and Mike
Vargas.
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to thank America, Packy, and Tragic Phone Service on the face of the planet. Thank you, AT&T, for not giving me DSL service tonight. I really appreciate it so much. I will not be using you again. Okay. that being said, hello, girl.
Hello.
Hi.
I miss you girls a lot. So much has happened since I met with you girls last.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Did y'all see the breaking news? I think it came out today sometime. But Will is already gone. Chandler is already has already left. So.
Yep.
I think they're going to recast. Him originally, mm-hmm. they were not going to,
right?
But I think they went ahead and did it now so that they can find a suitable replacement, which is interesting. I think as well because you know he's been with us for about 4 years, and it's gonna be kind of it will be difficult to replace someone of his. Magnitude because now he has become a superstar on the show. Now what will be interesting to see is if they cast someone else and down the line they also receive an Emmy for the role. That would be interesting. I've never saw that happen. Never saw that happen before, but it could be possible.
The Carlys on General Hospital, I think all 3 of them got Emmys. Tamara Braun, Sarah Brown, and Laura Wright, all 3 of them got Emmys for playing, I can't remember his name, on General Hospital.
Wow.
Carly. So, I mean, it's possible. Recasts have gotten Emmys before, so.
Yeah.
I guess that depends on the writing and the actor.
Yeah, I actually miss Tamara Braun, though, oh my God, she's so fabulous. Well, I also think, and this just, Emmys are like next year or sometime, but I predict Days at least getting, they should leave with about 4 I think one, even though no one likes her, Eileen Davison's portrayal of Kristen, I think, was a lot better this time than it was her entire 8-year run on the show before. Just absolutely phenomenal. I think Chandler might get nominated again. I don't know. It just depends on what they actually show. I see Blake getting one. I really do. Blake and his first storyline coming back was just absolutely phenomenal. So, I don't want to reveal my other two just as of yet, because I want to see where it's gonna go. And it's more on the technical side, the directing and writing stuff. So, I'll deal with that a little bit later. So, I heard all the Vargas talk, ladies. So don't think I did, baby. I did.
We were wondering where you were.
My computer, I don't know. They sent me some new equipment and stuff like that to replace the old one because the old one was messing up. Now the new one's messing up. So I know when that bill coming in the mail, I need to see some negative. I need to see a minus sign and not no pluses. or somebody's going to have a very bad day and it won't be me. I'm just saying. Because I can't keep in contact. Computers are my lifeline, especially when we're talking about Vargas and all this other stuff. I'm telling you, he's
okay.
Last with crap.
I have a question. I have a question for you. With Vargas trying to get his attorney's number. Okay, so
his
attorney's number wasn't in his phone, so he calls Teresa to have her go, and she's already in his apartment, but to go in his apartment to get the guy's card or whatever out of the drawer. Well, he has the phone. Does he not have internet? You know, does he not have internet service on his phone? Could he not have just looked it up or had somebody look up a phone book or something for him?
Right,
me?
And you think it would be in his contact list, like everybody has that.
I don't.
Yeah, but cell phone.
He may have called in a lawyer, but me personally, I don't think this type of lawyer is someone you can find in the phone book. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
That's
that makes more sense. All right. You brought me back down to reality. Okay.
I mean, that's what I would like to believe. Teresa with her foolishness, that's gonna be interesting because she got all that money and Vargas is gonna go back at some point. That's not the end of that storyline.
That's
gonna be very interesting to see what happens. And he, honey, did you see how he just grabbed her, just yanked her up? And he was just all aggressive and stuff. He just, Lord have mercy. He was like a pit bull, honey. He got upset when she was talking to somebody else and stuff like that and not showing him no attention and stuff like that.
Vargas, I mean, for somebody as hot as Vargas has had, he sure has had it rough. I mean, the first lady he tries to bed calls out a priest's name instead of his. And the next girl, he takes her out, gets her some coke, doing everything he can, and she's making out with somebody else in the corner. I'm like, what is the deal? I mean, if Kenneth or I were there, that would not be a problem.
No, honey. My clothes would have been off already. Hold on. They had to edit all them scenes out. We'll be right back. We're going to go to commercial break. We right on back. Honey, they had it on live. They had it on television. We're gonna take a commercial break. We'll be right back. Yes, ma'am. Play that. And Hope, I can just see in her eyes right now. She wants him so bad. Look, ain't nobody been down there ain't nobody that touched her all this time. Honey, it's time to open the doors and let the air in, honey. She ready. She ready.
You're killing me.
She is ready, honey. I'm telling you, she was trying to sit there and whistle. Honey, she know what she know. She want a song. All you have to do is ask. She could have got some right there on top of the police tape on counter.
Right on.
Everybody has sex up there.
Yeah, yeah. Marcus got the handcuffs on too.
Honey, ooh, mm-hmm. Lord.
Yeah,
tie me up too. Yes. Honey, just to the bed.
I loved it that he complained they were too tight. That was funny.
Yeah. That just makes it even worse. Take the wheel. And my favorite word is a carrot.
Argus. Handcuff. Argus. Need that anymore?
Or me, handcuffed to Marcus. Hint, hint. Show cancellation, honey. It's over. It's a wrap. Okay. Let me focus. Okay. Whew.
I love Breathe. Father Eric's comment about his suit. He's like, his suit costs more than my car.
That's
a good lie. I don't know why, but that just made me laugh
Lord
when Eric said that. That just cracked me up.
Oh,
his suit costs more than my car.
So, I mean, that's like, I'll get back to Vikings in a minute. I'm trying to recover. So in that meantime, it's so crazy what's going on right now. This whole saving thing has gotten really out of control. Now there's something on the table for her to take a plea bargain and do 10 years, but. Also, you want Stefano DeMera, and the way to get to Stefano is to EJ. Well, only if she knew EJ and Stefano, that is null and void, okay, because of what EJ has done. So it's crazy, and EJ is not making it. I know he loves her. But so what he's doing right now is really stupid. And
right.
And it's like the writers intentionally made him dumber, because when he's not doing the right thing, in the past, they made him think so much like a DeMera. Now he's not thinking like a DeMera at all, because he's getting caught. He's doing stuff that doesn't make any sense. He's making things mm-hmm. worse instead of better. I mean, since when has that happened? You know. So right now, the thought process, even though he's a DeMera, he's not thinking like DeMera. He's not thinking like Stefano. You know, Stefano. Even though EJ says he lost his touch, he's one step ahead of EJ right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they know every single move. So,
true.
So that's interesting in that sense. And it's really surprising to me that a lot of people know that Sammy's intentions were good, and they believe Sammy, but there's nothing that they can do to help her. I mean, that's just kind of strange, because I mean, the first thing. Abe already knows that Stefano is behind it, but why are they not going after Stefano? Any other time, it's always the mayor's fault every single time. But they're not going at, you know, so they're doing that a little bit different this time. So okay, I will not be talking about Dana for tonight. So don't ask. I have scratched that off the list in the garbage can of things to hope it's better to be seen than not heard, whatever else. Okay. Let's see. Kate and Rave and Jordan. There's a triangle there. I believe there's going to be some competition with Kate and Jordan. Yes.
There's no competition with Kate. I can tell you that right now.
I don't know. I don't know, because you know me and honey, they're like dogs. You know, they want to scratch and sniff everything they see. They just see if they smell any different than what they had the first time. Okay. Let's see.
All I can say is this Jordan character cannot stand her already. Ugh.
Well, I know they said it was going to be a slow build to that to her. So,
Here's the thing with that. Rafe was already boring, but Kate really spiced him up, and he really, I think Gail and Lauren work really well together.
Uh-huh.
And mm-hmm. I just think it really showed another side of Rafe to most of the audience.
Yeah,
really
he can actually act.
Yeah, he can act, and I mean they really worked well together. It worked well off of each other like that.
Yeah,
and I think it really added a whole new dimension to Rafe. But this, I know they're deliberately, you know, dressing her down and all that stuff and whatever, but I'm telling you, it's like watching paint dry because it's brought him back to being the boring character he was before.
Right.
You know, boring plus boring equals fast forward. You know, the mm-hmm. only reason I'm not fast-forwarding those scenes is Kate's in it. Otherwise, I'd be fast-forwarding it. You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and, you know, it doesn't make it any better either that he's been in bed for that long. I mean, good God.
I know.
I mean, get him out the damn bed or something.
I know.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, it's one thing. I mean, now, if Kate were doing the therapy, I could get into it. But... when this other chick comes in and she's doing the whole therapy thing, I'm like, this is so boring. I mean, Kate could spice it up for him. She could motivate mm-hmm. the guy to walk across the room. It wouldn't take her much at all. So I don't know what they're messing around with this PT for.
You know, whenever I think of Kate, I actually think of one of the Golden Girls, Blanche Devereaux. Because... it's just something about her. I mean, she's so alluring. She's so sexy,
uh-huh.
and to be how old she is so sexy on her. She wears her age so gracefully.
Yes,
she does.
Yeah, so I agree.
I mean, I'm a gay guy. I mean, I tried to hit at least one time. If she let me. I don't know, you know. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'll cross the fence once or twice just to see what it's like to go on the other side.
We'll have to tell Lauren that.
Yeah.
That is what actually cross the fence just to see what it's like.
Have mercy. Oh, Jesus. Forgive me, honey. Forgive me.
Just think of a Kate Vargas, Kenneth sandwich.
You know, I can only think of one thing to say about that. Neapolitan ice cream.
We never see Kenneth again. That's all I
said. Yes.
Honey, Lord Jesus. you know, it was a joy. I'll say this week was a joy to watch as far as seeing everything unfold. And I don't know how I feel about Gabby and Nick. I don't know how I feel because I know that Camila's leaving. So, you know, I get all this stuff in the back of my head. I'm sitting thinking how this is going to end up, because I don't know if they're going to wrap this all up in the fact that I don't know if they're going to have Will and Gabby leave together. I don't know if they're going to have, you know, I don't know if they're going to kill. Because one thing we don't know is yet, well, we know Chad has a brain tumor, but what we don't know is if they're going to kill him off. That hasn't been hasn't been said, because I know that they've been doing some little casting searches for our Chad or whatever else. But I don't know. I really don't know. So that's, like I said, that's interesting. Now, you know, something that they teased us with, I really liked for some reason. Cameron and Gabby, I really liked that. Mm-hmm. I did. For some reason, it just worked for the, even though they didn't kiss or do nothing like that, but it was more attraction.
Yeah.
I mean, to me.
More there than certainly
Cameron
than
and
Abby.
And
then Abby, I'm just like, that is so odd. That is so odd. Because even though, like, you know, we said before, we didn't like Chad, we didn't like Daniel, we didn't like Jennifer, we liked them with other people than the people, than the people, than the characters that they're with.
Right.
And, Daniel needs to be single. Okay, that's just gonna say
yeah.
that. Because he just slept with everybody except for Alice, Sammy, and what's that other girl name? Sonny Mama. He slept with everybody.
Adrian.
Else.
Adrian. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, Adrian. He didn't slept with everybody else. So he needs to just sit on down and put his wee-wee in the teepee and sit on down. I wish they bring, you know, I hate the way that they got rid of Jack. That they should have did something better with that, because it is the right way. JJ threw the ass whooping. And then somebody needs to get some switches and make him strip down. And Jennifer needs to tat his behind up. That's what I do, because that's the right, they're right there. If there was me, honey, Mama talking about drop them draws, honey. You can get your butt two up today. Little JJ, negative. Let's see. We haven't saw too much of Nicole, so that's gonna be interesting. Ooh, I'm loving this new Marlena. It's about time somebody did something, honey. Victor, what can I say about Victor? You know, it's nice to see the old crow back in the swing of things. You know, Stefano was having all the fun. You know, I'm actually glad that they are actually using the little veteran characters more, because they're very important to history. You know, we talk a lot about Titan Enterprises and things of that nature, but I mean, they're heard of. They're always heard of. That they're never. There's never anything else behind it. You know, we see Victor in passing. Now we actually see him. He doesn't. You know, they have a mutual goal: destroy Chris. Krista. So him and Marlena teaming up. I actually love it. Oh my god. So that's interesting. That's real interesting. Did I leave you girls speechless tonight?
You always do. I mean, you had me when you were talking about hope. You had me there.
There is hope for hope. Trust me.
There is hope. Yes, if they bring Vargas back, there's definitely hope for hope.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. Ooh, did y'all see that picture I put up there before my computer kicked me out?
Yeah, I emailed it to the girls, so they'll be looking at it later.
Did you see them? The bumps. I call them bumps, not the bumps. They got them all in the right spot. The muscles, honey. Oh, it's just.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got the little tattoo up there too. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious, honey.
I need to bring Amanda on, and April wants to come on later too. So, Amanda, what's up?
Hi, hey girls, doing? And Kenneth.
Hey, how you doing, babe?
Good, man. I'm good. This week was interesting. I don't know what was more cringeworthy, seeing Dan for a kiss or watching Gabby and Nick have sex. Oh, my God. What is going on with this show?
Let me give you a hint. If you fast forward through them, you don't have to cringe.
You know, I don't know what was worse, the fact that Nick is still a raging psycho, or the fact that she's literally pushing him out the door and he's not getting a freaking clue. Oh, God.
Oh.
And I don't know about you, my first thought was, if we were going to see anybody have sex in that apartment, it should have been Will and Sonny, for God's sake. I didn't want to see these two doing it. No. Because I know it's going to happen. Gabby's going to start being a bitch to Will and Sonny because they're having an issue with this. Gee, I can't imagine why. But I don't know. That would creep me out, first of all. And I just think we all know he's, you know, Nick really hasn't changed at all because he hasn't done anything to change. And he's just going to go all crazy and he's going to start screwing Will and Sonny again. And I really want Will to go, you know, I don't think so. And watching these scenes, I'm thinking, Gabby, how stupid are you? I mean, I know you're dumb, but come on. No one's that lonely. And I'm just going, oh, God. Like, really? It's like, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And the other thing I was actually surprised she did, she actually was willing to stay home and actually, for once, to actually look after her own child. They're like, oh, my God, it's a miracle. It's like, because you know how she's never with that kid by herself? And I'm like, okay. Yeah. This is it's a weird week. It really was. I was like, okay, what is going on? And I don't know. You guys were talking about rate earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I'm actually bored by them. Ever since he came out of the coma, I've been bored by them.
Well,
and I didn't want.
The writing. It's because they're stuck in a hospital room for the last 2 months.
Actually, because they were always stuck in a room before, and that didn't bother
me. That's
true,
but they were actually having sex then. Now they're just. Now all she can do is, you know, sit there by his side, and it's just
that's
frustrating as hell that they. I mean, they've deliberately done this, and I hate it because. You know, they're trying to bring in this other, you know, this PT, and I'm sorry, but it's already boring as hell. And I honestly feel Kate for having to be stuck in the middle of it.
I actually am glad they brought in the PT, actually. I don't think she's going to be romantic at all. I think you could bring somebody in without it being romantic. I think, you know, it's really kind of showing what Kate is really like. And, you know, we all know Kate's controlling, and that's how we love Kate for being that. But she's kind of getting on my nerves because she's kind of acting like his mom. And
yeah.
I know she's worried. But here's the thing. I kept waiting for her to, like, put a bib on him this week or, like, tuck him into bed. I'm like, oh, my God, Kate.
Yeah,
no.
I'm sure it's annoying for them, too, for this group.
Yeah, and it's like, I get that she cares about him, but if they're going to show them in a relationship, why don't we see why she loves him? I don't know why she does at this point because they've informed us that she does. But I'd like to see them, I don't know, talk about, you know, the things they like about each other, or how about maybe, I don't know, they can do like a little play date there, since he can't leave the hospital.
I know,
long time.
But see, it's almost
they sort of
still write them as if they're the end game, but yet they are doing everything they can to write it to where they're not, there's, you know, not the sexual aspect anymore. And it's
right.
Driving me crazy. It's so annoying.
Maybe they're just indecisive.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just really... I mean, if it were really going to be a true story of, you know, this man's struggle to come back from it all, I mean, then their reunion could be really awesome, you know.
Right.
But I don't trust Dave to be able to write something like that. Like, you know.
No.
So, I don't know.
What was it, the other thing you guys were talking about? When you guys were talking about the Friday yesterday's episode with the whole thing with the prosecutor and Sammy, I don't think she's actually going to take the deal. She'd be stupid not to consider it, though. I mean, I understand she's in love with EJ and everything, but let's be honest. If she gets life, you know, she's not going to ever see her kids again. You know, if you're a parent, you got to think about your kids first, not the person you happen to be involved with. You know what I mean?
Well, she might
not
be anyway. You know, because keep in mind that she does have kids by EJ, and, you know, he has tried to take them from her before.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of a catch-22 for her.
Right.
Because she might not end up seeing them anyway if she takes the deal, especially if, you know, EJ gets mad. Okay, fine, you're going to do this to me. You know, I'll make sure that you don't see the kids ever again. So...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it makes it interesting. I'm not bored by that storyline at all, unlike other ones I could name. And was that club the lamest club I've ever seen in my life? What was with the decoration? I didn't like it. I missed the coffee house instead. I missed that. I like that set. I just don't like the new set. I don't know why I don't like it. I just don't.
Have they gotten rid of the coffee set then?
I think it's like merged together somehow.
That's weird. I don't know.
I don't really care for it. No. The way they were going on about it, how wonderful Brent was coming up with this whole idea, I'm like, yeah, if that's the best Brent could come with, then someone should smack Brent.
Yeah.
I know Will would like to. Seriously. Yeah, I'm still annoyed by Ken Corday at this point because, you know, he's like, this is the second time he's done this with someone who's leaving the show and he lies to the press all the time or as the actors lied to people. Like, you did with Eileen Davidson, she wasn't even allowed to tell the cast for, like, 2 months that she was leaving, you know, and then this whole thing with Chandler, I'm like, smack this guy. It's like, this is why people don't like him, you know, and does he not understand he's irritating people? It's not how he's like disrespecting the fans, it's just how I feel. If someone's going to leave, fine, but don't have them lie to us.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. It seems like to piss people off, you know?
Yeah, well, every time I see a headline like anywhere it says Corday, you know, gives spoilers and Silver Digest, you know they're going to be shitty. You know?
yes.
Last time he gave spoilers, like, oh, you're going to see more Daniel. It's like, really?
No. He actually believes that they're one of the most popular couples on the show. And he said this in the interview. I went, is he, like, brain dead? Does he not know the fans hate them?
How much
Sean Christian knows they hate. Yeah, so was it Sean Christian? And when he's at a fan, they goes and people come up to him and goes, "Yeah, I know how much you guys hate Dannifer." But he knows. How could Ken Corday not know?
Oh, really?
You know
he says that?
Yes, yeah, Sean Christian said this. He goes, "I'm well aware how much people hate them."
Oh my
so
God, that's hysterical.
Yeah, it's, you know, if he knows this, how can Ken Corday not know? I mean, come on.
That is so funny that he said that.
I nearly fell off my chair when I read that one. Holy crap. Usually you don't
oh
you know, expect actors to be
that
blunt.
He said that at a fan event? That's hilarious.
Yeah, because some fan asked him, you know, he was trying not to be rude. He was really, because he's obviously more of a Sean Christian fan than obviously a Dannifer fan. And he says, I just don't like that pairing because I find them boring as hell. And he was a big Jack and Jennifer fan, this guy. And he's like, I didn't like how they disrespected this, and he kind of explained why he didn't like it, but he's saying, but I like your acting. You know, he's trying to be nice about it. And then John Christian goes, yeah, I'm well aware how much people hate them.
So funny. Guy. I feel kind of sorry for him. That's rough. Oh.
You know, so it's like he's aware of it, so he's not like his head's not in the sand like Ken Cordes apparently is.
Jeez. Oh, that's funny.
I just thought it was funny when I heard that. I went, oh, my God.
That's funny.
Because he seems like a nice guy, you know.
Yeah.
I can't go back and read.
That's the first time I've heard of it. That is hilarious.
Did y'all see his most recent interview?
No. Uh-huh. Well, what was it?
Apparently, they're gearing up for a huge, huge storyline, so I'm not sure when it's supposed to start,
right.
But apparently it's supposed to be a whodunit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
It's supposed to have a whole lot of different twists and turns and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, you're supposed to be on the edge of your seat the whole time because you don't know what's going to happen next.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's going to be interesting, and it's supposed to be involved with and all the major players, really, the entire cast, apparently,
uh-huh.
is supposed to be involved, involved
uh-huh.
with it. So.
Uh-huh.
Does anything to do with that spoiler about bloodshed at some engagement party?
Well,
did you guys see that one?
Well, that's part of it, but it's supposed to be more in-depth than that.
Okay.
There's a lot
that
of different things going on. Like a lot of secrets and different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff was hit the fan at a particular time, and it's just supposed to be a big snowball into one snowball after the next. So I don't know. I wish they wouldn't tape so far in advance. Good God.
Well, the only benefit of that is it stays on the air. You know, I'd rather them have it on the air than not have it on the air.
Yeah. This is true.
I'm going to bring on April. She only has 16 minutes to go. And Marianne went to bed, so
okay.
She texted me. So, hey, April, long time no see.
Hey, Carrie, how are you guys doing?
Hey,
good, how
are
you feeling?
Hey. How are you?
Oh, April,
it's been a long time.
I know, it's been a long time. We've missed you. Glad to hear you.
Nice to hear you guys, too. I hear you're eating hot fudge sundaes tonight. Is that true?
Yeah, I finished it, too. Yeah.
I'm eating air pudding.
Every time I go on air, since you put that in my head, I get hungry.
I know. It's my fault. I jinxed you.
So
what's up, April?
Not much.
No.
I took the summer off. We're getting ready to go back on air, Labor Day, actually. And I miss you guys so much. I wanted to call in and say hello and get caught back up on my soaps, if you can believe I'm actually behind.
Wow.
Never thought it was possible, huh? So is Rosie there tonight?
No, she's not here tonight.
So what's going on with everybody?
Oh, nothing. Just getting older and better, honey. That's all. That's all.
And I'm just watching Kenneth get older and better.
That's true.
No, I'm just sitting back and enjoying life and listening to y'all beautiful women and. Yeah, there is so much strength, you know, but behind you, girl. So I'm really just honored to just be in the same space with you girls, you know. So
we love it when you come on.
I don't get a chance to be on here too often, like I want to, because my computer kicked me out tonight.
Uh-huh.
I pay the bill and I get kicked off. You see? But no, it's one of those things.
Can I ask you girls something? I was curious. Why on earth did they have Rafe in the coma all summer? Does anybody know the reason behind that?
I'm glad you asked that question. That's what we want to know.
I mean, did he have other contractual commitments, or what was up with that?
No. I just think they were rotating stories, and I think, they kind of put him on ice while they brought in JJ and Teresa and that BS.
Right.
And,
right.
I also think that they didn't expect Rate to be as popular as it was, and I think they ended up stretching out the coming on of this other chick, and
right.
Oh my gosh, I'm just dreading this story.
Right.
I just am like, I already want it to be over.
I hear you there. And,
I mean, the only thing that will be good for me is if there's a Rate reunion at the end of all this.
Oh, that's got to be. They were on track,
yeah.
And they were heading
so
good.
Oh, that's the thing. What show does that? I mean, I like angst. I mean, you have to have angst with your couple or else it's not going to be fun, you know? Because
right.
It's a soap opera. So I'm all about
right.
the angst. But what show takes, like, the most unexpectedly popular hot couple and puts one of the two characters in a coma for the summer? I mean, really,
yeah,
what show
hello.
Does that?
Just
what
show
that,
that? A show that's writing
yeah,
four months
you.
Ahead.
Thank you for answering the question, yeah.
A show that's writing 4 months ahead. That's the problem.
That's the problem, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think they would have kept Sean Douglas if they, waited to see how the fans, gave him some more time.
Right.
Then they gave him a hasty ending that didn't make any sense. So,
Right.
Well, I mean, the whole reason for him, I mean, I can understand him being in the hospital, but when you really think about it, he got hit on the head.
No kidding.
I could have took two ibuprofen and a hydrocodone and drunk some ice water and would have been fine the next day. I'm just saying, now, if the injuries were more severe, I would understand. If he had brain surgery or something, I would understand.
Right.
But he got hit in the head.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right.
And now he lost all his feeling. He weakened the legs or something. Honey, get that man some ibuprofen or some Aleve or some hydrocodone or some water or something. Get that man up out of that bed. That made no sense.
You know, I agree with you guys. I understand for scheduling they need and production, they need to do the shows ahead of time. But 4 months, I feel, is too much because I didn't see Ray coming. I mean, I thought when we had that one night stand, it was going to be Hope or somebody else, maybe Nicole. And the immediate reaction to them was, off the charts. And it was an opportunity for Lauren Conso, being as beautiful and 61 years old. I mean, to have that chemistry and that heat, to me, is electrifying. And, you know, it's a shame that for production reasons, they can't, you know, they maybe could do it a month ahead or something. Because, you know, I know Ray will come back stronger than ever. I have no doubt once they get the hell out of the hospital room. But,
oh, my gosh.
I mean, like, immediate. I mean, in fact, Jeremy had gotten back together in January, and Ray, too. And I think both of them were really jamming off the charts. And it's like, you know, they really, if I was producer, I mean, get them back as soon as possible. Get him the hell out of the hospital and get them a room, you know.
Thank you very much. Exactly.
I mean, it's like, hello, let's get this show on the road.
Yeah, Danifer should not be in their bed. Rate should
they
be.
They need to get the heck rid of Danifer. That is just like, I'm sorry.
I hate them.
But it's a waste of their time.
Train wreck.
You know, it's a perfect example of Douglas Marland years ago. I don't remember the whole thing, but he was a big producer, writer for daytime for years.
Right.
Another World and several others. And, you know, he had produced a list one time of the don'ts, the things that you shouldn't do as a daytime producer or production. And one of them, I will always remember, one of them was something along the lines of, don't allow your personal likes and dislikes, your personal favorites or your personal wishes to go ahead of what the fans and the show, you know, the fans want.
Right.
And that's exactly what Dave does with certain things. If you think about it, like, I love Nicole. But when Dina Higley was writing, Nicole was on every day saying the same thing in different forms every single day. Because that was Dina's pet. And it made me hate Nicole for a while, because I actually really liked that character.
Right.
Same thing with Danifer. I mean, put them on once a week if you got to have them. But putting them on all the time, you're snuffing out half your audience that can't stand them. Just because Ben Corday likes them or thinks they're cute or whatever, I don't know.
You know what's worse about Danifer? Is that only when they're on, people are always talking about them.
Yes.
You can never escape it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
they're either on or somebody's talking about them. Exactly.
Right. And I had to make a comment regarding what you said earlier. I agree. Gabby, I mean, I think she's done with the box of rocks. I mean, I don't know what that girl is thinking. It's like, it hasn't changed. I honestly took some time off from social media and everything, and I've just now been getting caught back up. It's like, hello, no time has passed. She's still like, what's going on? I never seen anything like it in my life, but I don't know. Something else. Nothing changes, huh?
Oh, one thing I wanted to ask, because they brought this up this week out of nowhere, is when Chad and Sonny were talking in the club about whether Gabby actually changed or not, and how, and Chad made a point of saying Gabby really would dodge a bull with everything about the whole Melanie thing. I'm like, why out of nowhere did they bring that up?
Who knows?
Of course, I want them to bring it up and have it, because it's like, and Chad's like, well, are we going to find out? I'm like, will someone please just tell him?
Yeah, hello. I mean, most of the time some of the stories are really good, and then sometimes you think, who in the heck, what are they thinking?
Because, no offense, if you're these two people raising a kid together, I think he has a right to know that she is just as crazy as Nick is.
No kidding. Hello. I agree with you there.
And people always say, well, Will did was worse. Like, no, it wasn't. At least he has a conscience about it. She's like, she doesn't care of the people she's hurt. It's like, please.
I agree.
And plus,
she
said
she can get away with it.
And plus, she knew all along that Nick had a problem with Will and why she had a problem with Will. And then she acts like, oh, I didn't know. This is such a shock.
Right.
Oh, please, the girl. That's why I don't like that girl. I don't like her. She's so stupid.
Right.
I think Gabby's figuring out, though, that Nick is still too crazy for her, though.
What the hell did I... What did I just do?
Yeah.
I know. It's ridiculous. What do you guys think about Brian Dottillo being let out of contract? I think that's
a while back.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, that was a few months ago.
You know...
They need to give Lucas a woman and a story, and he'll be okay. I mean...
I'm the PT.
Get him off, and then they bring him back when Sammy gets in trouble or whatever happens. It's like, I think Brian Dottillo, his acting is incredible. He just doesn't get the opportunity very often.
That's
I agree with you. I just don't see him. I don't know. It's like he's not as needed right now. Because a lot of the focus is on Sammy and EJ and their foolishness.
Right.
You know, Will has progressed to where he can kind of stand on his own.
Right.
I think Lucas will always be there.
Right.
But you know, maybe not as a front burning character at the present moment. But I do believe he'll be back.
Right.
I think he's desperately needed, though.
I think so, too. I think his portrayal when Will first came out as being gay, I think the emotional scenes were some of the best acting I've ever seen from Brian Dottillo. And when he's given the opportunity, he's really good. And I hope they bring him back.
One of my favorite scenes this past year had to be when Will was still unconscious in the hospital. And Sammy was in the room, and Lucas was there, he said. I'm like, this is why I love Lucas.
I know.
You know.
The caliber of acting is incredible when they give them the right stuff, you know?
You know?
You know,
I would like to see him more. Yeah.
I'm surprised he hadn't won an Emmy.
And Ways on Days. Yeah. Most Days actors never get nominated, usually.
Once in a blue moon. But Chandler Matthews sure is stepping up to the plate. His acting is getting, I'm just impressed with his character and the acting.
He's great.
Yeah.
Oh, we're losing him.
Pardon me?
Now he's looking to be gone a few months. Stop
Why
airing
that?
A few months. Well, his last day was Friday.
No kidding. I'm
not
that low.
Yeah, well, Kendra said, oh. And then Kendra's like in the saying, oh, he's going to be filming until December. Lying bastard.
I was just on the Soap Opera Digest website. They said Dave let Chandler Massey go because they found recast already.
Why on earth would they let the hottest couple go? I'm sorry, but I think Sonny and Will are one of the best things that Days has done, especially for the gay community. Why on earth would they let Chandler Mouser go?
I don't think that's
the
truth, because I
don't believe that at all.
Because I remember at the Emmys, he said that he wanted to, at some point, he was thinking about...
Want to go to school.
Yeah, he was
probably
and to my understanding, he has already enrolled in school.
Right.
So maybe
wanting to leave. You think?
If they knew that, why would Ken Gray lie to the press and lie to everybody? Why doesn't he just say he's leaving at a certain time? That's it. He's saying,
he left earlier. I think this was an earlier than planned departure.
Right.
I do believe so.
But we know how Ken likes to lie to people, so.
You know, he's won awards and everything and Emmys. He has really, over the last 3 years, stepped up to be one of the front-burning actors. I understand for budget reasons they need to let, unfortunately, Brian Dottillo go or, smaller roles. But, he's front and center most of the time. I don't get that at all.
Maybe it's a scheduling thing.
I think he was planning on leaving, but I think he wasn't planning on leaving until December. I think they expedited the process. We'll probably hear more about it.
Right.
Yeah, it's time to wrap up, guys.
I know.
Oh, no.
I'm here for next week. Thanks, Kenneth,
wow.
April,
thank you,
Amanda, Marianne, and Anna. We'll see y'all next week.
Right.
Thank you so much.
You guys have a good evening, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 Bye, everybody.
Bye. Have a good night. Thank you.